Zen Master Tozan talks about going to a place where there's no grass for thousands of miles to these monks that have been training with him for the past at least 3 months, maybe 3 years or 10 years, who knows. And they've been trained to bring their mind to face their delusions. And now he's telling them to go to a place where there's no delusions. Well, in my case, I'm right now been in the monastery for 15 years and now find myself working regularly at the hospital teaching trauma-sensitive yoga. And I can tell you from my own experience that there is no such place where there's no grasses for thousands of miles. The grasses being our delusions, or the delusions of our mind. Here I am at the hospital working with folks in the inpatient behavioral health, teaching them trauma-sensitive yoga. And I think all of the folks that I'm working with, the first thing on their mind is, how do I get out of here? How do I find a place where there's no grass for thousands of miles, and there's no delusions, where I'm safe, where I'm always happy, where I'm always content? And that's an illusion. What better place to experience this delusion than in a hospital setting and witnessing people constantly wanting to get out, because they can't find satisfaction within their own mind and body. And yet that's our practice, is to turn our attention back around and come back to ourselves again and again, no matter where we are.